Well done, guys. Terrific effort. Hey, Tom, what a catch.
Hey, Skip.
Adam, well done, mate. Very economical spell of bowling.
Yeah, wasn't he great?
Thanks. Kemp made the breakthrough early on. You didn't do too badly in the field yourself.
Oh, I don't know about that.
A couple of great diving stops.
Yeah, and haven't I got the grass stains to prove it?
Well, we contained them. That's the main thing.
We did. Do you want a drink?
Oh, please, yeah. I'm parched.
Adam?
I'll come with you.
Okay. Mister.
Right, I'll be back in a minute.
Oh, sure. Hi, love.
Oh, well done. Oh, so far, so good.
You think?
Absolutely. Well, for a while there, I thought they were going to run away with it.
Oh, so did I.
Then the wicket started to tumble.
Yep, we pinned them back in the last 10 overs.
Well, we're all very excited. All the Ambridge supporters think the team can do it.
Well, we'll see. Is that Kenton with a foghorn?
Who else?
He's like a one-man barmy army. Hey, Sid.
All right, folks.
Alistair.
Ah, David.
There you go.
Cheers. Listen, thanks for umpiring again, Sid.
Huh?
Mm. You're a star. Oh, glad we got rid of that guy Leslie when we did.
Oh, don't thank me. It was clearly LBW.
Well, it was fortunate for us, anyway.
It's got nothing to do with being fortunate. I'm just being fair.
No, I know.
I'm umpiring. I'm what I see in front of me.
Yeah, of course you are, Sid.
And a very good job you're doing, too.
Oh, thank you, Sid.
And with your non-umpiring hat on, how do you think we're doing?
I think it's still very competitive.
Oh, come on. What do you really think?
Oh, don't pressure him.
174. We can beat that, can't we?
I reckon it's achievable.
I think it could be.
You know what I think? I reckon if we make a solid start, we're in with a great chance. We just don't need to go mad.
Alice? Alice, your father's leaving now.
I'm going to go up.
No, Brian, just leave her.
What am I supposed to do? Can I bring Rory back into this house while the atmosphere's like this?
You've got a plane to catch. Now, go on. Here's your bag. You don't want to miss check-in.
Well, will you have a word with her then?
Well, yes, okay.
She's made it very clear what she thinks of me.
I told you, time and time again, she'd be shattered by it.
Mm. Well, it's not fair to take it out on Rory.
No, it's not. But it's not fair on her, either.
Oh, please, darling, please try and make her understand.
Yes, all right, I'll talk to her. Now, you have remembered everything.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You've got your passport.
It hasn't left my bag.
Right.
I'll give you a call when we touch down tomorrow, so you know we're on our way.
Fine.
All right, then. See you in 24 hours.
Yes.
Take care.
Yes, you too. Have a safe journey.
Thank you, darling. Bye.
Bye. I'll see you soon. Alice? Alice, are you up there?
Isn't he just? Yeah, he's keeping the scoreboard moving by picking up the ones and twos.
Yeah, and he's putting away the bad balls.
Yeah.
Oh. So, Brian's coming back tomorrow then?
That's right.
And how is everyone?
Well, I'm working hard on the farm. Just me, really, running things.
Sure.
Ooh. Hello, you two.
Oh, hi, sis. Hey, your husband's being very impressive.
Yeah, I know. He and Chris make a good partnership.
Yeah.
Bad luck, Adam.
Eh?
Getting run out.
Oh, well, it was my own damn fault. There was never really a run there.
Still. What's the score now?
136 for two.
Oh! That's going to be a six!
I wouldn't speak too soon.
136 for three, then.
Well, still a good stand.
Looks like you're in then, David.
Yep. Wish me luck.
Luck? You don't need luck. Just be sensible.
Oh, thanks. I'll keep that in mind.
Oh, that's me.
Yes.
Ian said he'd try to call when he had a break. See how we're doing. Excuse me.
Yeah, of course.
Well done, Al.
Cheers, Adam.
Oh, never mind, darling. You did really well.
Oh, I got underneath that one a bit.
Shame. Two runs off a half century.
Yeah.
You've put us in a great position, though.
Well, let's hope so. What is it? 39 more to win?
Exactly.
Only 3 wickets gone. Well, you've got to say, we're really in with a great chance.
Oh, I'm so sorry, darling.
Don't be silly, Mum.
Oh, what was I thinking of? I knew you were playing cricket today.
Really, it doesn't matter. I'm out anyway. Now, what's this about Alice?
Oh, it's nothing.
Mum.
No, honestly, I just wanted to know if you'd seen her.
Why? Can't you find her?
No, I thought she was in her room, but when I went up there to look, she...
Well, I expect she's just gone out for a while.
Yeah, I expect so.
I'm sure there's nothing to worry about.
She hasn't taken her mobile.
Mum, I really don't think there's anything for you to fret about.
Well, I'm not. It's just... You're right. You're right. It's not important.
Mum?
No, it doesn't matter. Brian just wanted me to have a word with her. You go back and enjoy your game.
Look, I don't have to stay here, you know. I can come over.
No. I don't want to spoil your day.
It's fine.
No, really. Alice. Oh, Adam. Oh, it's all right. She's here.
Oh, good.
I'll speak to you later then.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Alice, where have you been?
Nowhere.
Oh, you must have been somewhere.
Just down to the lake.
Oh, right, I see. Your father's gone to the airport.
So?
Hazard!
Oh, are you sure, Sid?
Sorry, David. He didn't make an attempt to play the ball.
Oh, all right. Bad luck, Duncan. Fantastic. Last man in. We still need another 9 runs.
Me and David are going to have to go for it. Last over. 9 to win.
But just need to keep calm. If David's on strike, we'll be fine.
I don't think I can stand much more of this.
Total control under pressure.
Oh, 166 for 9.
I can't believe it's come down to the last 6 balls.
Come on, David! Make every ball count!
His nerves are getting to him.
Oh, I know how it feels.
Oh, I wish Kenton would stop hooting that ruddy horn.
What? This is worse than watching England.
At least we've still got a chance of winning.
9 off 5 now. Come on, David.
Whack it into the next county.
I don't think he's going to do it.
Wait, where's that going?
My God, he's hit that!
Is he going over the field his head?
Yes! Yes! What a shot, David! 72! Just 3 more to win!
Oh, come on, Umbridge! You can do it!
Yeah, well, I reckon it's my last chance. After tomorrow, I'm going to have to leave Borsetshire to have a drink.
Alice?
Look, I'll see you in 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. May I come in?
Yeah. Okay, Amy, I've got to go.
Alice?
I'm going to the pub.
No, please, just wait a moment.
I don't want to talk about it, Mum.
But we have got to.
I don't have to do anything. Everyone keeps telling me what I have to do.
All right, darling.
Don't you understand? You can't make me think the way you're thinking.
Okay.
You know, I can't listen to you defending him anymore.
Alice.
It makes me feel sick. All right.
Don't think I don't understand that. Dear God, Alice, there's no one your father's hurt more than me. But there's a child involved now. A child who's blameless.
He wouldn't even be here if Dad hadn't done what he did.
He's a little boy, Alice. A boy who's lost his mother.
Yeah, I know.
And all I'm thinking of now is what's best for Rory. I've had to put everything else behind me. That child needs to feel safe and secure. You understand that, don't you? Look, he needs to feel welcome.
I just don't know why I'm being made to feel in the wrong for how I feel.
Oh, darling, have I ever said that?
Well, no one's given me a choice about this.
I know, And I fully realise that, Alice, but I'm giving you a choice now. Rory's going to be arriving tomorrow afternoon, and I think it would be really nice if you were there to meet him.
Tomorrow afternoon?
Yes. And it's going to be very hard for him.
Mum...
No, not just for me, and not for your father, but for little Rory. Please. Is that something you think you could do?
Okay, okay, everyone. First drinks, jolly. On the house.
And the second one, too.
What?
We'll pay for a round out of the fund.
Oh, yeah, all right.
That's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And a second drink as well, jolly.
I don't think anyone's going to complain.
Oh, what a game, eh?
It was an absolute cracker. Excuse me. Think I'd better help you on the bar.
Oh, sure. Here comes our hero.
David!
Okay, okay, leave it out.
He's being all bashful.
No, come on, seriously, though, what did I actually do?
Well, there was that six you hit in the last over.
Oh, if only, eh?
I can't remember the last time I saw such an exciting match.
You're the one who kept us in the game, David. Right up to that final minute.
Yeah, all right, all right.
No, it's true.
Well, I can only fend off praise for so long, so who's going to buy me a drink then?
Oh, Sid's lining them up on the bar.
Aha!
Could you sneak me out a pint?
Oh, I'm not sure. Does the captain deserve a drink?
Hey. Yeah, I should say so.
Adam?
What?
Drink?
Oh, lager, please.
Yeah, and lager for Adam, David.
Alice? Alice, over here.
Oh, hiya.
What are you doing here? You know Mum's looking for you.
Yeah, I know. I've seen her.
Is everything okay?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Fine. I've just come down to meet Amy. So... what happened?
Adam!
Oh! Cheers.
Did you win the match?
No. We lost.
Aww.
One run.
Richard got run out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we all are.
What's that?
End of the road.
Yeah, but listen, Alistair, you have done a great job, mate.
You should have seen them play, Alice. They really fought for it.
We got all the way up to the county final.
Yeah.
And we kept our pride.
Absolutely.
You can still hold your heads up high.
So... here's to Ambridge.
Yeah, well done, Ambridge.
Well, you know what the security is like. Then they charge me over 60 quid for having too much baggage.
Oh, Rory's all right, is he?
Yeah, yes, he's okay. He was upset leaving Bridget's and, of course, all the bustle of the airport. He was difficult then. Rory, no, come on. Come back here. Darling, you need to stay close to me.
Brian?
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go.
Oh, okay.
I'll see you in a little while.
It's all right. Bye.
Bye, darling. Rory, come on, we're going to go now.
Are we going to see Mommy?
We're going home. Mind the trolley.
Is this where they keep the plane?
That's right.
Is Mommy at the flat?
No, sweetheart. We're not in Munich, we're in England, where you were born. Remember? I explained it to you. This is where you're going to live now.
I want to go home.
I know, but we're going to go this way. We'll be home soon.
Oh, hi there, Alice.
Hi.
Oh, beautiful day for a ride.
Whoa.
You come across the ford?
That's right.
Oh.
Good boy. It's nice down there.
Yeah, must be. Well, I hope you felt better this morning than I did. I spotted you and Amy down the bull last night.
I wasn't really drinking that much.
No, sure you weren't. Although, you'd be entitled now that your exams are over. I heard how hard you were working for them.
Yeah. Look, I should...
Of course, don't let me hold you up. Is your dad still away, Alice? I was just wondering. Adam mentioned that he was coming home today.
So Mum says...
Right.
We'll come.
Okay then. Bye. See you.
Bye, Alice.
Nice one, David.
Hi.
Yeah.
What was that about? You okay?
Yeah.
What were you saying to Alice?
Oh, nothing really. I asked her about Brian coming back today.
Oh?
And, well, you saw she left.
Ah.
Probably a bad idea to mention it. I just thought... Who knows what I thought?
How's the head?
Still thumping.
Oh, you poor thing. Thank goodness you didn't win the match, or you'd have been in an even worse state.
Yeah, well, it's fading off. So, how was your meeting with...
Greer Bostock?
Yeah.
Really great. He's such a brilliant guy, David. You'd really get on well with him.
Yeah?
He's just so positive, you know. Not at all defeatist. He doesn't want to mourn or blame other people, like some of us do.
Yeah, I've been known to moan myself occasionally.
Me too. But Greer, he just made me feel really enthusiastic. He reckons that if we talk to the customers, explain the situation with the price, then milk production has a future in this country.
Well, it sounds just what we need.
I'm so looking forward to the Royal now.
Good.
And Grey's going to be there.
Uh-huh.
So we can all hand out leaflets together.
Right. Look, I need to get on.
Oh.
Haven't finished cleaning out the grain pit yet.
Oh, sure, of course.
Come on, old chap. Out you come.
Oh. Hello, Rory.
You remember Jennifer now, don't you?
I met you when you were in Dublin.
I want to go to Granny's.
Oh.
Go on, give Jenny a hug.
Where's Granny?
Oh, I know, it's a bit scary coming to a new place, isn't it? But once you get used to it, I'm sure you're going to like it. There's all sorts of lovely things for you to do.
I told you about the pool, didn't I? And I heard how much you like swimming.
Rory, what is it? Oh, it's Fly. Hello, boy. You coming to say hello?
Fly's our sheepdog, Rory.
Hey.
He's been with us a very long time.
It's all right. He's very friendly. Rory, you go over there and stroke him.
There's a good boy. Jenny, would you mind?
No, of course not.
You could take some of the lighter stuff.
Right.
Here, that's for you as well.
What?
Well, Rory and I had some time in the shops before we boarded.
Oh, Brian, you didn't.
No, it's nothing, really. Did you manage to talk to Alice?
Yes, we had a chat yesterday.
And?
Well, I did try, Brian. I explained to her it's important that Rory feels at home, and, well, I'm sure she realises it's not good for him if there's an atmosphere.
Well, maybe it's for the best she isn't here. It's a lot for him to take in as it is.
Yeah, perhaps.
Still. Looks like you've made a friend there, Rory.
Adam says he'll be along just as soon as he's finished up at the polytunnels.
Right, well, let's get this lot inside, shall we?
Righto.
You'd like to see your new room, Rory?
Okay.
Come on, then. Let's get you settled in. I'm glad you think so, too.
No, Grey's really positive.
Good. Well, when I spoke to him at the open day, I certainly felt we were singing off the same hymn sheet.
Yep. Come on, madam. Let me put the cluster on you.
Yeah, he was very interested in what Mike and I have been doing with our milk run.
Well, and us with the beef.
Well, it's only made me more sure that if you give people the information and the choice, well, you can make change happen.
You'd hope so, wouldn't you?
Well, you only have to look at what's happened in the supermarkets. I mean, you've got your organic lines, your fair trade.
We could do with a bit of fair trade ourselves.
Yeah. But there really is an appetite for these kind of things.
Well, it's not just about consumers, though. You've got to demand a better share of the price from the dairies.
Ah, well, of course, that's the bind you're in.
I'm feeling a lot more optimistic than I have in a long time, though. The WI debate got people thinking, and there's already been a bit of movement from the supermarkets.
And if we can rally a few people to the cause...
So we'll have the great British public storming the checkouts. Go on, Bill. Go.
Vive la Revolution!
We'll start with the Royal Show, though, hey? Grey's giving me a couple of boxes of leaflets.
Rightio.
So you've got Ed lined up.
Oh, absolutely. Joe's milking for him.
And Pat's given us a hand.
Wonderful. It'll certainly make a change from campaigning for the hunt.
Right.
I'm rather looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. In fact, Grey's invited me to a few other things.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a meeting of dairy farmers in Worcester in a couple of weeks.
Huh?
And he'd like me to help leaflet at some farmers' markets.
Well, now that's a good idea.
Oh, hi.
Afternoon, David.
Oh, Oliver.
Just dropped by to see how Ruth got on with Greer Bostock.
Oh, yeah, of course.
She's been telling me how impressed she was by him.
I've already sung his praises to David.
Yeah, he certainly seems to have put a spring in her step.
You know, I think you should definitely go to this farmer's market.
What's this?
Gray's asked me to go with him to do some more leafleting.
Oh,
I think it sounds ideal.
You didn't say anything about this?
Well, you had a job to finish, didn't you?
So you're going to go?
Yeah, I would, if I can. The more we spread the word, the better.
Listen, I'll leave you to it. I've distracted you from your milking long enough.
Don't be sad.
No. I expect I'll speak to you before the Royal anyway.
Yeah. Oh, Oliver, huh? Have you got a name for the new cheese yet?
Not quite. I'm narrowing it down. Anyway, see you Sunday. Bye, David.
Yep. Bye, Oliver.
It makes a real change, all this enthusiasm.
Yeah. So, when are you going to these markets?
I'm not sure yet. Over the next couple of months, I suppose.
Right.
You can do some of them if you like.
I know.
It's a pity we can't spare two of us at the same time.
No. You go ahead. It's important work.
What do you think, Rory? Do you like it?
It smells funny.
Well, that's because it's just been painted.
It's blue, like your old room. And we have put Shrek duvet cover on the bed.
Just like your bed at home. Here, look. Why don't you take the picture that Granny gave you and decide where you'd like to put it? Maybe by your bed, and then you'll be able to see Mummy before you go to sleep. No?
No.
Okay, well, we'll just leave it here then.
Hey, I know. What do you think is in here? Shall we have a look? See, look there.
Oh, lots of your old toys. What do you think of that, Rory?
Now, let me guess. Which one of these do you think we should play with first? How about this pirate ship? Or, there's Talking Teddy. Oh, I think Teddy's really rather lovely.
Are you going to be my mummy now?
Well...
Yes, that's right, Rory.
Though I'm never going to replace the mother that you had. She'll always be your real mummy.
And Jenny's going to be your step-mummy. Do you know what that means?
No.
Well, it means that I'm going to help Daddy to look after you. That's what your mummy wanted me to do.
Because we're your family now. Okay, Rory?
Can I play with my big car?
Hmm?
Ooh, now I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, it's all right, Jenny. It's in one of the bags downstairs. I'll go and
get it. No. You stay with Rory and I'll go and get it. Oh. Which bag's the car in?
In the zip-up one.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, Alice.
Sorry.
What are you doing? How long have you been standing out here?
Not long. I wasn't sure if I should have...
No, it's okay. I see. I'm so glad you're here, darling.
They're back then.
Yes. Come on. Come and say hello. It's okay, darling. There's nothing to be scared about.
I'm not sure if I can.
He's only a little boy and he's ever so sweet. Come on. I'm sure he'd like to meet you.
Mum.
It's all right, Jenny. We've decided to come downstairs.
Brian.
Oh, Alice, here you are. Your mother said she wasn't sure what you were doing today.
No.
Who's that?
Oh, Rory, this is Alice. And that's her room, just there at the end of the landing there.
Do you remember me telling you about her?
Alice, say hello to Rory.
He looks like you.
Oh, do you think so? Alice is going to be your sister.
It's all right. Just say hello.
Hello, Rory. How are you?
Rory? Say hello to Alice.
Hello, Alice.
There.
Oh, Alice.
I'm sorry.
Oh, please, darling.
I can't. I'm sorry. I just can't.
It's all right, Rory.
Oh, Alice.
She's just not feeling very well at the moment.
Oh, dear.
She'll be okay, though.
Is she sick like Mommy?
Oh, no.
No, sweetie pie, it's not like that. She's just a bit sad.
Yes, because lots of people have been sad recently, haven't they? But she'll feel better soon, though, won't she, Jenny?
Yes. Yes, of course you will.
I'm not up to anything. Now, will you just leave?
Not until you tell me what's going on.
I just did.
It's the milkman again, isn't it?
What?
Mike Tucker is coming round to help you move the furniture.
What? No, honestly, Matt, you do talk a lot of rot sometimes.
What, is the sprog then?
His name is Rory.
Is Jennifer bringing him round to play with his auntie?
As I've already told you, I went over there this morning.
Well, it's got to be something.
All I want to do is put my feet up and watch the tennis.
Oh, really?
And I can't do that with you cluttering up the house and making ridiculous insinuations. Now, go on.
Okay, I'm going.
Anyway, haven't you got work to do?
It's a full-time job keeping an eye on you, my sweet.
Yes, well, you can find something else to do.
All right. I'll leave you alone.
Good.
But I am, you know.
You are what?
Keeping an eye on you.
Ugh. Hayley's helping Phoebe to make the birthday cake tomorrow.
Right, I'll try and get back early on Thursday so I can help you set up.
Oh, that'd be really helpful, actually. Cheers. It's way past time I clean this car.
Yeah.
I think we've got half the kids in Borsets are descending on us. Most of Phoebe's classmates turning up. Well, Lily and Freddie, Josh and Ben.
Has Jennifer said if she's coming yet?
No, I'm not sure. Oh. Don't think so. I know Hayley's tried to find out a couple of times.
Well, knowing the older just, she'll probably want to do her own little tea party.
Yeah, we'll see. You all right, Dad?
Hmm?
I thought you were off somewhere.
Yeah, I was. I think I'm going to go down the bar.
Oh, right.
I'll feel it a loose end, to be honest. I'll probably go prop up the bar.
But you don't want to help me scrub the hubcaps?
No.
No, it's all right. I'll get it.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah. You go and help Sid with his takings.
Come on, Mike, where are you? Pick up the phone.
Hello?
Ah, Mike.
No, it's Roy.
Oh, Roy. Hello, darling. Lillian here.
Lillian?
Any idea where your father is? I'm trying to get hold of him.
Yeah.
Ah.
He's just left, actually.
Oh, did he say where he was going?
Yeah, the ball.
The ball?
Well, in that case, I guess I ought to buy you a pint.
Thank you, Mike. Much obliged.
So, when did Fawcett Magna call you?
This morning. I'll be umpiring their next match.
Well, Ambridge might be out of the Village Cup, but you might still go all the way to Lord's.
No, I don't think so.
Well, congratulations anyway, Sid. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. You must be chuffed.
So you are here.
Hey?
Oh, how do, Lillian. Come to join us afternoon boozers?
No, I've come for Mike.
Have you indeed?
Now, Lillian,
look, do you think that I could have a little word?
Yeah, of course.
Over here.
I think that would be best. Excuse me.
Don't mind us.
I was here.
Roy, I spoke to him.
I hope. She doesn't seem very happy, does she?
She most certainly doesn't.
It looks to me like a lover's tip.
Eddie. Surely not.
Well, I bet I could tell you what's going on there.
What do you reckon?
I wouldn't put it that way, Lillian.
Well, how would you put it? You stood me up. I got myself all ready. Stilettos to the fore.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What do you think you're playing at?
I just thought that after last week...
But what about last week?
Matt walking in on us.
Oh.
I don't want him getting the wrong impression. And then I thought, well, if I try and give you a ring to say I ain't coming, Matt might pick up the phone.
You could have called my mobile.
But then it'll show up on your call records.
Oh, Mike, honestly, don't be such a wimp.
But he did seem very suspicious.
I can handle Mr. Crawford. You don't need to worry about
it. I still don't think it's a good idea for us to practice your house. People is noticing.
All right. Well, we'll do it here, then.
What?
Upstairs, in the function room. You can give me my lesson there.
But...
What's the matter, Mike? Now stop wasting my time and get upstairs. I need you to polish my cha-cha.
Yeah, come in. So, hold on.
Hello?
Who's this?
Who's this?
I asked first.
Matt, is that you? This is Roy.
Well, Roy Tucker.
Yeah, everything all right?
Yeah, fine. Calling you at home, am I?
Yeah, that's right.
Lillian hasn't rung you, has she? I came home, you see, hoping to surprise her and, can't find her.
Oh.
So have you spoken to her?
No, sorry, Matt, I haven't.
Even though this is the last number she called?
You what?
Well, it wasn't you that spoke to her then.
No.
What about your dad?
I wouldn't know, Matt. I've only been home for about 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, do you know when she rang? I could ask him when he gets in.
No, it's all right. Don't suppose you know where your dad is now, do you?
Sorry, I haven't a clue.
No, I bet you haven't.
What?
Never mind, I'll find out myself.
Go on, get up there now.
No.
See what they're up to.
Indeed. I can't.
It's your pub. You live here. You can't allow Anky Panky on the premises.
Well, we don't even know what they're doing.
And ignorance ain't no defence.
Eddie.
I've learnt that. And that's how Crawford will see it too.
What do you mean?
Well, you're harbouring them, ain't you? You're colluding with their canoodling.
Oh, Eddie, be quiet, will you?
Matt won't be best pleased if he finds out you've been helping them.
Look, neither Mike or Lillian are married. They're allowed to do what they want.
I'd like to see you make that wash with Crawford.
I'll leave it out.
Hey, Sid.
Ah, afternoon, Roy.
Hey, what's happened to you?
You what?
He sweats in some strange places, isn't he?
No, I was washing the car. Listen, have either of you seen me dad? He said he was coming down here.
Uh-huh.
Actually, Roy...
He's upstairs.
Is he?
Yeah, he's with Lilo Lil.
Is he?
Is it true, Roy, what Eddie's been saying?
Hey, I was only telling you what the rumours were.
What rumours?
About your dad and Lillian being, you know...
No. At least don't think so.
Think or hope.
Eh?
It was a bit suspicious, Roy. Mike came in here to have a pint, and before he'd even taken a couple of sips, Lillian bounds in and drags him off to a corner.
Yeah, they were having a very passionate conversation.
Well, she did look quite upset.
And then they run upstairs together.
Well, have you been upstairs to look?
What do you think we are, peeping Toms?
Right.
Oh. All right, where is she?
Well, what?
I saw you running in here. You know what's been going on, don't you?
Don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, come on. You don't want to play games with me.
I'm not.
Where's Lillian?
Seriously, Matt, I don't
think... Her car's outside. I know she's here.
Yeah, but...
That's right. So do you want to start being straight with me? She was here, Matt, but she left.
You what?
Yeah. The fag machine's out of her brand, so she's gone round the shop. Ain't that right, Sid?
Yes, that's correct.
Really? You were saying to her, weren't you, about the fag machine?
What's that?
You're not sure if you're going to bother refilling it?
Oh, no. You know, what with the van coming in on Sunday, it sends out a mixed message, doesn't it?
So she's over at the shop? That's what she says.
So if I went round there now...
You ought to catch her. Or you could wait here for her to come back.
Yeah, I might just do that.
Sounds like a plan. Mine's a shire. Hey, where do you think you're going?
Nowhere, I was just...
Ed, come out here, you... Well, you can't say I didn't try.
Eddie, no! Don't go after him.
Why not?
Well, it's not worth it. Just... Stay down here.
I missed the fireworks. You must be joking.
And keep your head up, arms straight, and turn into my arms. That's it. Rest your weight on one leg. I got you. That lean back.
What's going on here?
Dad!
Lillian.
What's all this?
Well, it's not watching tennis, is it? Get that flower out of your
head. No, wait, I can explain.
I think you better act.
Matt, what are you doing? You're messing everything up.
You told me nothing was going on.
And it isn't.
Hold on. So what's been happening then?
We were dancing.
Dancing?
Well, that's all.
And very romantic it looked too.
Mike's been giving me lessons.
Lessons?
Yeah. Lillian asked me to help her brush up her dancing.
What for?
For you, you idiot. I was going to surprise you with how good a dancer I'd become.
So you and Lillian aren't...
Me and Lillian? You can't believe I'd even think of it.
Oh, thank you. Is it such an appalling prospect?
No. I didn't mean...
So, this was all for my benefit?
Yes, darling. I mean, Mike's hardly a threat, is he?
Well...
I mean, you don't need to worry.
I wasn't. I was concerned about your reputation. You know how people talk. And it doesn't take much for a rumour to start around here.
Ah, I see. How very honourable of you.
Well, I must say this is all very disappointing.
What?
Disappointing?
How'd you work that out?
Well, I was starting to think you two really were having it away.
Oh. Well, you would, Eddie. I know how your mind works.
I'm just relieved.
A ballroom dancing? What a swizz. I might as well go home.
No, you've spoilt it now.
I'm sorry, Puscat.
All I wanted was to give you a surprise.
I know, and I'm sorry I ruined it for you.
But it wasn't for me, though, was it?
Then I'm even sorrier.
When I heard what you'd said to Jenny at the ball...
I know.
I really wanted to prove to you that I wasn't second rate. I could be just as good a dancer as Yvette.
Who cares about her?
I do. Hurt that you thought I was second rate.
Oh, Puscat, how could you be second rate? You're incomparable.
I'm serious, Matt. I've been married to her for 13 years. She must have had some charm.
And they all quickly faded.
Well, I have to work hard enough to stop that happening to mine without feeling belittled.
Oh, Lilia.
I just wanted to be the best for you. I know it's stupid.
No.
Please don't patronise
me. I wasn't going to. Come here. You're my puss cat. You bit Yvette hands down. In every way.
Really?
Of course. Blimey, Yvette was more like a hyena, even if she was nimble on her feet.
All right, then. Suppose it is quite flattering you were jealous.
I wasn't jealous.
And just you wait for my birthday at Grey Gables. I'll show you what a good little mover I've become.
Oh, I already know what a good mover you are.
I was talking about the dancing.
Dancing? Why would we be talking about that? I can't even remember that you've been secretly having lessons.
Very good, Tiger. Maybe I should give you a sneak preview.
Is that allowed?
Why not? And I'm not talking about dancing either.
Oh, Alice, darling, what are you doing up?
Well, I can sleep, could I?
Oh, dear, I'm sorry.
I don't know how anyone's meant to get any rest around here.
Rory's bound to be unsettled.
I know.
It's all so unfamiliar to him, and he's having the most terrible dreams.
Yeah, all right, Mum.
Coffee? The milk's off.
Oh. Good morning. Don't normally see you two up at this time.
Rory had another bad night.
Really?
Yeah, which meant so did the rest of us.
I couldn't tell. You look fresh as a daisy.
Kettle hot?
Yes. Alice, go and see if Mike's been with the milk, would you? Yeah.
So, how have you been?
Oh, I don't know what to do, Adam. He's getting himself so overwrought, calling for his mummy.
Well, of course.
And I don't know what she used to do to comfort him. I did hope Brian might have an idea.
Hey, come here.
Oh, but he doesn't seem to know either.
Well, I think you're doing a wonderful job. It's just going to take some time.
Mm-hmm, I know.
You're doing everything you can.
Thank you, darling.
Got the milk.
And how are you, Alice?
Me? Oh, well, I'm peachy.
Hey, don't be like that.
Sorry, I'm just...
She's tired, Adam, that's all.
You should try getting up at this time every day.
Hey, look at all these people in here.
Brian, you've come down.
Yes, we've decided to have some breakfast.
Hi there, Rory.
Hello.
You remember Adam?
Of course he does. We're mates now.
Hey, shall we try this one again? You like these?
Yes, Brian, yeah. Give him those.
I must say, you're up bright and early. I'm only up because I have to feed the deer. Rory could come and help me if you want to.
Oh, well, actually, Adam. I thought about taking him to the village later.
Oh.
Well, he hasn't been off the farm yet, and... Well, you'd like to see the playground, wouldn't you, Rory?
Of course.
Well, he can't stay cooped up here forever.
No. Coffees, everyone?
Oh, great.
Cheers, Mum.
Alice, there's yours. Oh, where are you going?
We're going to have a shower.
But your coffee...
Oh, I'll take it.
Oh, right.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Right, come on, let's sit you down. Oh, that cereal looks yummy. I might have some of that myself.
I don't know, Neil. I think he was with Stacey.
Well, he was out all Sunday night with the cricket team.
Well, you can't blame him for that.
Well, he was starting back at college the next day.
Oh.
I'm only thinking of him, Susan. It'll be Christopher who won't be best pleased if he has to redo the assessment.
Oh, we won't have to redo it.
Oh, no, I don't want these cans. Shall I take them through to the storeroom?
Yes, please.
Right, John.
I don't know why you're being so disparaging about Christopher. He's very confident.
Well, it's all very well him knowing he can put a horseshoe on safely. He's got to prove he can.
Oh, yes, all right, whatever you say. Oh, morning, Brian.
Ah, hello, Susan.
Oh, say, who's this? Aren't you a sweet-looking little lad, eh?
This is Rory. Rory, say hello to Susan. This is her shop.
Hello.
Rory? Oh, you don't mean, not Siobhan Hathaway, son?
Yeah, that's right, yes. We've come to see if you've got any comics or magazines Rory might like.
Oh, well, yes. Let's have a look, shall we? I know we did have some colouring books somewhere.
Oh, that sounds good.
Can I have some crayons?
I should think so.
So, Rory, how come you're visiting Ambridge, eh? Have you come to have a holiday?
I've come to live with my daddy.
Your daddy? Oh, here it is. But who is your
daddy? Rory's living with us now at Home Farm.
But... Oh.
Sir, a colouring book. How much do I owe you?
Mum?
Oh, Alice.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
What's that?
Oh,
it's a picture of Siobhan.
What?
Rory's granny gave it to him before he left. It's rather nice, the two of them together.
You can't allow him to have a photo of her in the house.
Well, don't be silly, darling. He needs to have a picture of his mother.
But how can you just...
Look, we can't pretend she didn't exist.
Now, do you think you could help me make up Rory's bed?
What?
The sheets. He needs clean ones putting on.
You're not his slave, you know. Dad, I mean, you're allowed to have your say.
Well, of course I am.
Doesn't it hurt you? Just having him in the house.
Are you talking about your father or Rory?
Rory! I don't know how you can do it. Just looking at him, doesn't it remind you of everything Dad's done?
You could just take the other corner, Alice.
And then he expects you to do all this work. Mum, you've seen what a nightmare this is going to be. You've given it a go. Just tell him
Alice.
Tell him you've changed your mind.
Oh, Alice, please. I'm very, very tired.
Exactly.
And I'm sorry. I don't know what you want me to say, but I can't not do this now.
Fine.
Look, if you've got any washing that needs doing, then just put it out, can you? And I'll chuck it in with the rest.
Yeah, sure. I think I might go out, actually.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
I'll call Amy, see if she wants to do anything.
Oh, what was that?
Huh?
Oh, excuse me, darling. I think that was them getting back from the village.
What?
Brian? Brian, is that you?
I didn't know what to say. He was so matter-of-fact about it.
He's got no shame, that bloke.
Siobhan Hathaway and Brian. I mean, we all wondered, but... Well,
I can't say I'm particularly surprised.
Why? Had you thought it might be in there?
Well... I can't say I've given it much consideration, but everyone knows what Brian's like.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Although I've never been able to see the appeal myself.
Goodness knows how Jennifer's put up with it.
Well, I know. How long do you think she's known?
Well, I haven't a clue, but... Well, she's a saint for staying with him.
Maybe that's why Siobhan left. Well, it could be, couldn't it? Because Jennifer found out and that's why she left the village.
Then to take on his kid.
Oh, it's hard to believe. Someone else must have known. You can't keep something like that quiet round, do you?
Well, everyone's going to know about it soon.
Oh, poor Jennifer. I do feel sorry for her. I mean, this will be round the village in no time.
Alice! Alice!
Adam!
What are you doing out here?
Nothing. Just sitting.
Just sitting?
Yeah.
What, on your own, on a gate, staring at the verge?
Better than being in the house.
Come on, budge up and turn that thing off.
It's just... oh, it's horrible in there. Rory's upset all the time. All anyone cares about is him. And his toys and things are all over the place.
Hey, it's tough for him, Alice.
Yeah, I know it is, and I feel a right cow even saying it.
Okay.
I'm not completely heartless. I have been trying.
Fair enough.
It's not just about Rory, anyway. It's everything. It all feels so different, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm watching Mum, and I don't feel like I know who she is anymore. She can't hear what I'm saying to her.
No.
And as for me, how do I come out of this? A fool everyone thought they could keep in the dark?
No one thinks you're a fool.
You know, when I started college, people teased me for being the spoilt rich girl. What does she know? All sheltered and naive with her cushy life. They were right. I've been living in a fantasy.
Look, it's not as if you've lost anyone, not like Rory.
I have.
We're still your family.
But it doesn't feel that way, Adam. You know, I've been trying. I really have. You know, now that Rory's here, it's just not my home anymore.
It's like what happened to Badger. You remember? Remember when I read Badger's parting gifts to you?
Yes.
And he ran down the tunnel. And he didn't need his walking stick anymore. Well, that's what's happened to Mummy.
So is she better?
Yes. But she wishes so much she could still be here. That's okay, though, isn't it? Because we know she loves us. And we'll always love Mummy. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Oh, Jenny.
Hello?
I was just explaining to Rory that Mummy isn't feeling ill anymore.
Can I get Mousy?
Yes, of course.
He's in your bedroom. Is he okay?
I think so. I just wish I could find an easy way of explaining it all to him. Somehow, whatever I say to him, it doesn't seem to be enough. Jenny is... something I'd like to show you, actually.
Oh?
Something Siobhan gave me.
In your wardrobe?
It's for Rory. Don't think it's time to show him yet.
What is it, Brian?
And it's a box of memories. Trinkets, bits and pieces for Rory to remember her by. I wanted you to know it was here.
So are you going to show it to me?
If you like.
Go on.
Well, there's not a huge amount. There's a few photographs. Rory's christening blanket. The crucifix Siobhan was given at her confirmation.
You got that?
Yes. What else? Oh, yes, she's written a diary.
Oh, what's the shell for?
Oh, she and Rory picked it up on a beach in Ireland. And Siobhan wanted me to tell him that if he listened to it, he'd be able to hear the sound of the sea that day.
That's so sweet.
Isn't it? That's one of his baby scans.
Brian?
Dear me. Where's Rory got to?
You all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I better go and see what he's up to.
It's okay, you know.
Make sure he's not getting up to any mischief.
Brian?
Rory, where have you got to?
Oh, put this back then, shall I?
Rory?
I'll put it back in the wardrobe.
There you are. Did you find Mousy?
Okay.
So where are you off to, then?
Shop, you?
The office. I need to invoice the Wilson party.
I thought I was doing that.
They called. I told them I'd get it in tonight's post.
Oh.
Unless...
No, no, you do it. Just remember we're taking the children over to Phoebe's party later.
Oh, yes. No, I hadn't forgotten.
OK, then. Oh, watch out.
Hey,
mind that, Bert.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's OK.
I was on my way out to the office to find you, actually.
Excuse me.
Both of you. Oh, you've got the results of my questionnaires.
Oh.
Right.
Well, if you just leave them with Nigel, we'll go through them tonight.
Actually, I was hoping we might be able to look at them together. Oh, and then there's the question of the gazebo.
Ah.
We're a bit busy at the moment, Bert.
Oh, here. What do you two think about Brian Aldridge and his little boy?
What?
Oh, you didn't think it could be true when Frieda told me? But she said she'd heard it from Jolene.
But...
So I asked her, and she'd had it from Harry, who'd heard it from Susan.
But...
No, hold on a minute. When was this?
Last night. You do know, don't you? I thought you would be in family.
Yes. Yes, we knew.
Ah, so it's true, then. It's very brave of them.
Yes.
I mean, Jennifer and Brian are in their 60s, aren't they? Me and Frieda were trying to work it out. They'll be our age by the time he reaches his teens.
Listen, excuse me.
It's not something I'd want to take on.
I won't be long, Nigel.
I thought you were going to the shop.
No, I have to speak to Cathy later. I just need to pop out for a while.
Oh, well.
Oh, dear.
Never mind.
What am I doing? Oh, careful, Rory. Didn't get any on you, did I, Mum?
No, Jennifer, it's fine. Here, let me mop it up. You were saying?
Well, Alice is barely ever home. And then when there is a moment for us to talk, I always seem to manage to upset her.
You were exhausted yesterday.
I just wish I could make her understand. She thinks I've been so weak.
I'm sure all she needs is a bit of time.
And then there's Brian. Mum, I shouldn't say this.
What?
Siobhan. She's dead and buried. She's out of the picture, but... You know, there's part of me that feels I'm sharing Brian more than I ever was before.
Oh, darling.
Well, I've always had to fight so hard to hold on to my family, and... Oh, I just wish I could see how it was all going to go back together again.
I know.
Jennifer!
Yes, Rory?
Can I play in the pool?
Oh... Not just now, sweetie pie. You can go swimming later.
Please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now, look, why don't you go and play with Fly? He's over there, look.
All right.
Jennifer and I are talking, Rory.
No, go on. Please. I promise you can play in the pool when Daddy gets back. Oh. At least he seems a little bit more settled this afternoon.
Yes.
Mum, what is it?
Oh, nothing.
There's something I can see there is.
It's just not very easy for me to see you like this. I'm so proud of you, facing up to it all. I couldn't have done what you're doing.
Well...
Hello?
Elizabeth.
Hope you don't mind me dropping in on you like this.
No.
Hello, Auntie Peggy.
Hello, Elizabeth.
I just thought I'd come and see how you are.
I'd like to know when they thought they was going to tell us.
I'm sure it's been an extremely difficult situation.
Yeah, well, it's difficult for us too. I mean, if you think about it, Oliver, this Rory is technically Phoebe's uncle.
Yeah, I suppose so.
How are we meant to explain that to her? Let alone why Brian suddenly has a child by another woman.
Look, I can see this is a bad time for you. But if I could just check with you about the royal show.
Are you and Ed going Sunday?
Yeah.
So you need me to do the morning milking?
And Joe the afternoon. Yeah. If that's still all right.
Yeah, I'll manage.
I think it'll be a good experience for Ed to come along, and it's another pair of hands to help with our campaign.
Right.
Did I tell you that we've finally got a name for the cheese?
No.
Yes. The website competition didn't do it, I'm afraid. Only a few replies, and too many of those were very facetious.
And so,
Well, Caroline and I came up with Sterling Gold. Well, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. Very good. You know what really bugs me, Oliver?
What?
It's that they've never treated us like part of the family, the Aldridges.
Huh.
Not proper. And now, I suppose, we're going to be expected to rally round.
Well, I'm sure they're doing their best.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm not sure that I'm inclined to.
Now, on this spread data sheet, Nigel...
Yes, Bert.
What I've done is amalgamated the results of the customer satisfaction survey.
I see.
As you'll notice from the pie chart, 56% were either very or entirely satisfied, with only 2.5% saying not at all. And one of them was a peculiar devil anyway.
Right.
Now, I've also sorted the information according to age and gender.
Have you really?
I didn't score too highly with the 20 to 30-year-olds.
Listen, Bert.
But then you don't get a lot of them visiting, do you?
Well, I'm not sure I'd say that.
Where I did get my best results, though, was with the over 50s. Particularly, look, the over 65 women.
Oh. Well, jolly good for you.
Although I still scored quite well with the men.
Look, this is all very impressive, Bert.
Well, thank you.
I had no idea you were going to so much effort.
Well, like I say, Robert did help me with the computer.
The thing is, I wasn't really expecting to do this now. Perhaps if I could look at some of the actual comments.
Ah, well, there are some very complimentary ones. Let me see.
It's all right. I can flick through.
No, look, here we are. What a lovely and informative gentleman. He really brought the history of the house to life. And here's another one. Not just a guide, but a raconteur par excellence.
What about these ones at the bottom?
Ah.
The tour was a little confusing and overlong. I came here to learn about Lower Loxley and not how to stop crown rot on parsnips.
Well, that was only because someone asked.
Listen, Bert.
Well, there's only a few bad ones like that.
I'm sure.
People have loved my tours.
Look, maybe we can come to a compromise. There's obviously an audience for your tour, so maybe we could offer it as a kind of supplementary attraction.
Oh.
We'll advertise it specially. Meet Bert Fry or something.
Really?
Why not? Then you can really let the leash off. Do your tales of Borsetshire and all sorts.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Of course, you'll do the normal tours as well.
Oh, of course.
And I'll need to check with Lizzie, but, well, that ought to satisfy everyone.
Satisfy, Nigel? I couldn't be happier.
Rory? Auntie Peg is going to go now.
Are you going to say goodbye?
Oh,
Bye!
Yes, bye-bye, Rory. See you soon.
Bye, Mum.
Bye, dear. Nice to see you, Elizabeth.
Take care, Auntie Peggy.
Oh, give my love to Jack.
Yes, I will.
Oh, I'll have to go soon. I meant to be going to Phoebe's birthday party.
Yes, so am I.
Would you like... Well, shall we go together?
Well, I'm not sure.
Jennifer, I know I've been Siobhan's friend through all of this, but it hasn't stopped me, well, realising what it's been like for you.
No.
I'd like to help now, really I would. So...
Well, there's no one to look after Rory.
Well, couldn't you bring him? I'm sure he'd like to meet some other children, and Freddie and Lily will be there.
That's true. Oh, it's so hard knowing what to do.
I'd be there with you.
Thank you. I must say, you're very good with him.
No, I expect I've just caught him at a good time.
Honestly?
No, really, Jennifer. Anyway, you seem to be doing a great job.
Oh.
Don't you think?
I don't know. It's so difficult. You know, I'm not sure he's even realised his mummy isn't coming back.
Probably hasn't.
Yesterday he asked if he was going to die. It was Brian he said it to. Oh, how are you meant to answer that?
You could tell he didn't really understand during the funeral.
Really?
I suppose you've just got to be honest with him.
Hmm.
He's having to learn a harsh lesson early on in his life. Hiding it won't make it any less painful.
No.
Just got to confront it and accept that it's going to be awful for a while.
Yes.
Let time be the healer.
Oh, how often have I been telling myself that?
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yes, and all those other great clichés.
There's some truth to them, though.
Yes.
Come on, let's go to this party. You agreed it would be good for Rory.
I know.
And it would be good for you, too.
Oh, I'm not sure, Elizabeth.
Not sure I can face it.
Most of them are only children.
Yes. Yes, I know.
And if you grit your teeth now, then it's done.
Maybe.
You've got absolutely nothing to be ashamed of, Jennifer. What'd you say?
I don't know where Lizzie could have got to.
No.
I hope she hasn't gone back to the house. I said I'd bring Lily and Freddie.
Well, I'm sure she'll be here soon.
Yes. This is really quite a party you've got going. A little paddling pool. A delicious buffet.
Here, look. Did you know about Brian's kid?
I'm sorry?
This kid he had with Siobhan Hathaway. Did you know about it?
Well, I suppose I might have been aware.
Nigel.
Lizzie. Great. You've made it.
Where are Lily and Freddie?
Over on the climbing frame.
Yeah.
Jennifer?
Afternoon, Mike. How are you?
Well,
I expect you're wondering who this is. This is...
It's Rory, and he's come to live with us at Home Farm.
Yeah, I heard.
Well, you'll know then.
Can I play in that pool?
Yeah, I expect so.
Shall we go and see Lily and Freddie?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I should find Phoebe and give her a present.
She's just over there.
Oh, yes.
Oh, 9 years. Can you believe it?
I know. Where does the time go?
Rory, come and meet Phoebe and then you can play with Lily and Freddie. I'm Phoebe's grandma.
Jennifer.
Yes?
Hold on. As Phoebe's grandfather, what exactly are you going to tell her?
Well...
I'd just like to know how you're going to explain this situation.
Mike, I think...
Look, I'm going to tell her just what I told you. That Rory's come to live with us, that his mother very sadly has died, and that we're going to be looking after him.
What?
And that from now on, we're all to treat him as a member of the family. If that's all right with you.
Yeah.
Good.
I suppose.
And that's exactly what I'll go and tell her now.
Oh, for pity's sake, Alice.
He had no right to say that to you.
You're blowing this completely out of proportion.
It was a private conversation.
All Adam said was that you were feeling sidelined. How else am I meant to know how you're feeling? You won't even speak to me. He was only trying to help.
No! No, he wasn't. He was just trying to force me into being okay with this. You know, just like the rest of you. No one gives a damn
That's
how I'm really
true.
Feeling. And all anyone gives a toss about is that little...
Alice, look, I appreciate that this isn't easy for you. But there's nothing I can do. You're just going to have to deal with it.
I don't have to deal with anything.
Alice!
Oh, just stay away from me.
Alice, come back!
Oh, what on earth's going on?
Alice!
Oh, Brian, stop it. What's happened?
All I did was try to encourage her to spend some time with Rory.
Well, you mustn't try to force her, Brian.
I didn't.
Okay.
All I did was suggest she read a story to him. I can't make all the effort, Jenny. She has to make some attempt to meet me halfway.
I know.
Look, I've got to go.
What?
To Ruth and David's. They've invited Rory over.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, that'll probably be nice for him. He got on well with Ben yesterday.
Yes.
All right, then. Suppose you better take him.
Well, we've got to do something big for them.
Hmm.
It is their golden wedding anniversary.
Yeah. Although, knowing your mum, she'll probably say she's happy with a meal down the Bull.
Oh, I don't know, actually. When I spoke to her, she was talking about going on a trip somewhere.
Really?
Like New Zealand, so they can visit Meriel.
Oh, well, that'd be fantastic.
Ah, wouldn't it? Perhaps we should do a little research for them. You know, go online, see what we can find out.
That's a good idea.
Where are you off to?
Just a quick phone call. I need to ring Gray.
Oh.
I could check with him about this meeting in Worcester we're going to.
I see.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Didn't want to keep him waiting.
What?
Nothing. Go and call Gray.
David, you don't think...
Just remember that Brian's going to be here soon with Rory.
Okay. Well, it's only going to be a quick call.
Fine.
We probably won't talk for long.
Like I said...
He might not even be in.
Rory's going to be here soon.
All right, then.
In fact, isn't that them now?
Well...
Don't worry, though. You go and make your call. I can take care of the kids for a while.
Alice! Darling!
Are you going for a ride?
No, I'm just creaming him.
Oh, hello, Spearmint. Oh, don't you look beautiful? I was thinking, darling, what with your revision and your exams, it's been a long time since we've done anything together, and I thought that maybe you'd like to go out somewhere next week. We could go shopping or, I don't know.
Mum.
What would you like to do?
I don't want to do anything.
Come on, we can make a day of it.
Mum.
And we'll have a nice lunch somewhere.
No.
Why not?
Well, because it's not going to put things right.
Well, I just think we should have some time together.
And do what? Spend Dad's money? Pretend that Rory doesn't exist?
No.
Or what? Or do you think buying me a few new outfits is going to bring me round?
Well, of course not. All right, we won't go shopping.
It's not going to work, Mum.
I just miss my daughter. We could go to the cinema or to the spa.
No.
Please, darling.
It won't do any good. I'm sorry, Mum, but it's just too late.
Whoa, that's a lively one.
No, it doesn't matter.
Oh, hold on, I'll get you a glass.
Cheers. Oh, I could do with this.
I know. Just the kind of afternoon for a nice cold beer.
Yes. Thanks for the support, David.
Hmm?
Well, I seem to be either tolerated or despised at the moment. Nice to know someone's on my side.
Oh, well. You're only trying to do what's best for Rory. It's not his fault.
No.
He's a sweet little boy.
Thanks. It doesn't seem fair, does it? Little lad like that, losing his mother so young.
No.
And that's all I can feel at the moment, just the sheer injustice of it.
No, I can imagine.
She was such an exceptional woman, David.
Right, yeah. It
wasn't just that she was beautiful. She had sparkle, you know. There's something about her, in her voice maybe. It just kills me knowing that Rory won't ever remember hearing it.
Brian.
You know I never stopped loving her, don't you, David? Even after I made my decision to stay with Jenny.
Listen, Brian.
But at least I've got Rory. That's the comfort, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Is it?
I can see so much of her in him. I mean, people say he looks like me, but I can see her in his eyes, in the smallest glances.
Look, should we go outside?
Yes, I suppose we should. Anyway, I can't stay in too long, because Jenny's cooking dinner.
Oh, sure.
Hiya.
Oh, hello.
Don't worry, we finished skulking in here.
Oh, no, I've been instructed to come in for some ice lollies.
Ah, I'll see you out there in a minute, Brian.
Oh, yes, right. Okay.
Do you want a lolly?
No, thanks.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine. It's just Brian.
Why? What were you talking about?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
David?
He was just going on about Siobhan. And how he'd always love her. I don't mind if he needs to talk about problems he's having with Rory, but...
I know, it's not fair to load that on you.
I can't help him. I'm not the right person.
Listen, David, I've been thinking.
Oh, yeah? What about?
Grey.
Oh.
I've decided not to go to the Worcester meeting with him or the farmers' markets. I'm just going to be too busy.
But I thought you were really keen.
I am, and we can still do all we can. But it's a bit daft to get involved with all this stuff only to end up neglecting me work here.
Oh, I see.
In any case, you and I are going to do our bit at the Royal, aren't we?
Yeah.
That's a good start. And I really don't have much time.
Oh. Well, if you're sure. Don't want to stop you.
No. I think it's better this way. I've told Grey, he was fine about it.
It's fine.
But if you just wait half an hour, then we can all eat together.
I only want a sandwich.
Well, at least let me get you a plate. And take those earphones out. It's not very polite.
Hello.
Oh, Brian. Hello. Did you have a nice time at Brookfield?
We had a lovely time, didn't we?
Ben's nice.
Oh, goody. It's fun to make new friends. Alice, don't put that in there.
What?
Oh, you can see it's full. Oh, give the tub to me and I'll go and empty the bin.
Come on, Rory. Let's get your hands washed.
Dinner's going to be a while yet.
Okay. Well, we need to get cleaned up anyway. Ooh, your hands are all sticky from the lolly, aren't they?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Alice. Thanks. Listen, Alice, I'm sorry if I upset you earlier. I didn't mean to get angry.
No, don't bother.
Alice.
No, really. It's best if you don't say anything.
Look, I know what you think of me.
No, you don't.
I know I must be a massive disappointment to you. Now give me your hands for it.
You've got no idea.
But I'm only human, Alice. There's a good boy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all of it, but I'm trying to do what's right now.
Right?
Yes, I'm trying to do what's best for all of us.
You don't even know the meaning of the word. Rory, no. All you want is to have everything your own way.
Not the MP3 player, there's a good boy.
You want Mum? You want us? You want Rory?
Don't fiddle.
I mean, what have you lost in any of this?
What have I lost?
I've lost the family I thought I had.
Oh, Alice.
Oh, it's all right. You know, I know I'm completely on my own. I know everyone thinks I'm being ridiculous. But will you at least give me the respect of letting me feel the way I do?
Of course. But we still have to live together. I'm still your father.
Rory, stop it.
We can't walk round here like strangers.
Well, that's not my fault. I didn't bring him into this house. Oh, Rory, give it to me.
Alice, what are you doing? Rory, are you okay?
I'm sorry.
Where does it hurt, darling? And is it your head?
I didn't mean to.
Alice, how could you? He's a little boy.
Brian, what's happened?
Alice, she pushed Rory over.
It was an accident. It was going to break my MP3 player.
Oh, Rory,
I'm ashamed of you, Alice. I didn't bring you up to treat a vulnerable child in that way.
You're not being fair.
Oh, Brian.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, Alice, come back.
It's all right, Rory, it's all right.
Brian, you didn't have to be so harsh.
You didn't see how she treated him. It's okay, Rory, it's okay. Alice didn't mean it.
Oh, dear.
Jenny, I'm not being unreasonable. She was completely over the mark.
Oh, right.
Come on. No more tears, my darling. Come on, you're okay.
Shouting at her is not going to help, though, is it?
He's settled now.
Oh, that's good. Brian, we have got to do something.
Yes.
We can't keep going on like this.
No.
It's tearing me apart. It's tearing Alice apart.
Well, what are we meant to do, Jenny? I mean, you've spoken to her, I've spoken to her.
Oh, it goes deep. She feels totally rejected, Brian. If only you could be a bit more gentle.
Well, I should apologise, should I? I should go up there and say I'm sorry she pushed over a four-year-old boy.
No, but you should consider why it happened in the first place.
I don't know what she wants me to do.
Oh, Brian. Maybe she wants to know that you're still there for her as well.
Well, of course I'm there for her. Don't ever tell me I'm not there for my children.
Well, I tried to tell you. You've been so wrapped up in Rory and Siobhan. It was always going to be horrendous for Alice.
Well, I knew it would be difficult, but... Oh. I'm sorry, Jenny, but... I mean, Alice is an adult now. She's just going to have to start behaving like one.
Alice? Brian, did you hear that?
What?
Alice? Where are you going? Alice!
The Archers was written by Tim Stimson and their agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor was Vanessa Whitburn.